Bank of Carlos, this is Shaw.
This is who?
This is Shaw with Bank of Cardiff.
All right. This is Mrs. Curtis Gaines. Curtis is here with me, too. We received a letter of based on the knowledge that you all have that we could ask for monies up to $250,000 for working capital or equipment loan.
Oh, yes.
We want to inquire about what is involved and what information we need to furnish you all with.
Sure, sounds good. Can I just start with the 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, you may. It's 23-11-4101-0056-4392.
Okay, let's take a look. All right, and it's for Curtis Gaines, you said?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. And let's see here. And just in case I get disconnected, this phone number ending in 6970 is the best number to get back to you at?
Yes, it is. We will be leaving here in about 20 minutes, so that would be the correct one.
Okay, perfect. And who am I speaking to?
Mrs. Curtis Gaines. I'm Shirley Gaines.
Oh, I see. Okay, perfect. You're Shirley Gaines.
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. And let's see here. I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have. What is the business name?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
What is the name of the business?
We are C&S Auto Transporter.
Transporter. All right. Perfect. And then I have your billing address here at 812 Lolita Drive.
Yes, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, 37130.
Perfect. And are you and Curtis 50-50% ownership?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And how long have you guys been in business for?
Let me see. Probably 2000, I want to say. But I know when we went back and when we came back out on our own was 2006. It's been longer than that, but I know it's 2006.
2006? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Okay. We was looking for finance to deposit into the truck account so that we can do an overhaul of the engine in the truck we have, maybe do some welding on the tractor, and to do some other maintenance to the truck.
Oh, okay. So mostly it's just to fix up the truck that you have right now, do some maintenance on it?
Yes.
Okay. How many trucks are you looking to fix up?
We're just going to do just the one that we have.
Oh, okay. And do you know how much that's going to cost you to fix it up?
We're waiting on one estimate now, but we're going to roughly say between $50,000 and
$60,000. Oh, wow, that's expensive to fix up a truck. Well, how much did you originally pay for the truck?
Oh, I think it was around $45,000, but we was going to leave some in the account, you know, just in case when things come up, we would have the cash on hand.
Ah, I see. Okay. So it's not all going towards fixing the truck. It's some is going towards just depositing some into the account for cash, like a cash cushion.
Yes.
Okay. And so do you know how much is going towards fixing the truck and how much you're looking to just keeping in the account?
I'm thinking about between $25,000 and $30,000 towards the maintenance and fixing up the truck.
Okay, so the remainder of like maybe 25 to 30 to keep in the account?
Yes.
Okay.
Because sometimes you may run a little short on paying the yearly taxes. I just want to make sure it's there.
I see. Okay. When do you normally pay your taxes?
It's varying. I think my next payment is due in October, and then I do January and April the 15th.
Oh, okay. So it's like spread out like every 2-3 months. It's like a payment
yes.
plan you have?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And the truck you have right now, is that a like one of those long haul trucks with like a sleeper, or is it just like a, what type of truck is it?
Teller. It's an 18-wheeler.
It's a Volvo. It's a Volvo 760. It's over the road.
Okay. And do you guys do long hauls or short hauls?
No, we are 48 plus counties. We 52.
48 counties?
48.
Yeah, we 48 state of Florida plus counties.
Okay. Oh, well, so it's just everywhere.
Yes.
Do you subcontract any of your contracts out, or do you do all of your own jobs?
We don't subcontract anything out.
Okay. Okay. And then how was your gross annual sales like last year?
How much did we make yearly?
Yes.
Uh-huh. It was close to 200. It was a little bit over, but I'm going to say $250,000.
Last year?
Yes.
Okay. And how's this year looking for you guys?
It's been a...
We're almost up to right now over 100.
Oh, okay. So about tracking to be about the same?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then, do you guys have any other loans out right now?
No.
No loans. Okay. Okay. Let's take a look. And then, how would you guys rate your credit? National average is about 680-ish. Do you guys think you're about the same, a little lower, or a little bit above that?
Say that again.
How would you rate your credit? National average is about 680. Are you guys about the national average, or above or below that?
Now, we're speaking strictly about the truck business, correct?
We take a peek at your personal credit, but the loan will be a business loan, which means it'll be on the business credit, but we still have to take a peek at your personal credit.
I have not been into my credit history in years, so I haven't been there.
Okay. I mean, do you think, have you been late payment on anything, or it's been pretty good in the last few years?
I think it's been very good for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know when you go in, you're going to see maybe something maybe late in the month of April because I was dealing with my taxes.
Okay, and that's when you set up that payment plan then?
That's when I did my taxes plan.
I see, okay. Do you know how much of a tax lien you guys have?
That was around $16,000 something.
Okay, that's not too bad. Okay. All right. And then have you had a working capital loan before?
No, we have not.
No. Okay. So how it works is basically the rule of thumb here is we can free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as the capital. So based on your gross annual sales of the 250, on the lower range, you could probably get 25,000, and the higher range, it'll be about 37.5. And I know this is below, you know, what you're asking for right now, which is the $56,000 to $60,000. But what we can do, and it's kind of touch, is on the letter saying the 250 that you guys are pre-qualified for. What we can do is we halfway through your loan. So let's just say you take like the $30,000 out. Halfway through your loan, we can renew the loan. We can refi the remaining balance, plus get you additional capital on top. And the good thing for that is, you know, if we give you the full amount of the $60,000 right now, you would be paying interest on the full amount when you might not need the full amount right away. So doing it this way, where we give you what you guys can, you know, afford for your business, which is about 10% of your gross sales. That way you don't have to pay the interest and then get whatever it is that you guys need to be, you know, due on your truck. And then halfway through that loan, we'll give you the additional deposit that you need for your cash cushion to pay off your taxes and also your cash flow of the business.
Okay. What is the interest on a loan like this?
It's all over the map. Basically what we do is we don't actually give you like an APR. Which, you know, what you probably see on your credit card or a line of credit, they give you an APR number. What we do instead, we'll just tell you how much interest you're paying back, and that way you don't have to calculate it yourself. So it ranges, so let's just say, for example, I'll give you an example. You take $20,000 out, and let's just say, for example, your interest that you qualify for is, let's just say, 10 cents on a dollar. So you'll be paying back $2,000 in interest. So your total payback will be $22,000 on a $20,000 loan. And that would be kind of like a really easy example to show you guys how we calculate interest here and how you would be able to see how much you're paying back.
Okay, now is there a penalty for paying back early?
No, there's no prepayment penalty. You actually get a discount on it for the remaining balance that you have left on it.
But you still would have to pay the $2,000 interest.
You would get a discount on that. So if you pay back early, you get, usually I've seen like a 20% discount on the remaining balance of the interest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the term ranges from 3 months to 3 years. So 3 to 36 months. Most of my customers are somewhere in the middle. So that's why, again, why we don't have APR is because it's not annualized. A lot of time it comes out to be like 18 months or, you know, 14 months, something like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what we do is we deposit the money straight into your business checking account. And then from that same account is where we do an automatic ACH to make the payment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Does it sound like a program that you're still interested in?
Yes. And what do you think the payment would be if you put everything on a 3 year or the $30,000?
Mm-hmm. I can run some numbers for you guys. The interest and the term depends on a lot of different factors. So I would have to take a peek at your personal credit, you and Curtis's. Your business credit, and then your tax return and your bank statement, and I'll be able to give you guys the numbers on what you guys qualify for.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, is it where you can fax that information?
I can email it to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, as long as you don't have a social security number on it, when you do it, will that be okay?
My
computer is not secure at the moment. There's a reason why.
I see. Okay. Did you want to? Because the application, we need the social security number.
The part that you're going to fax to me. I mean, email to me.
Oh, when I email to you, it won't have your social. You would have to fill it out yourself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So when I email you, it won't have any of your personal info on there. It's when you email it back to me or fax it back, it's when you'll have the personal info.
Oh, so it's nothing that I can give you on the phone and you can be checking that out while Curtis is in town.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. If you want to give it to me over the phone, and then you can send it over without writing the social, and then you can just sign it, and I'll just fill out the social for you since my computer's secured.
Yes.
You want to do it that
So
way?
do I give it to you now over the phone?
Yeah, if you don't mind, you can give it to me over the phone right now.
Okay.
Scott?
Curtis is 41.
No,
Ask a question.
it's
all good. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Barely.
Okay. Now let me ask you this question. Now,
Yeah.
your system is 100% secure. We give you this Social Security number and everything over the phone.
Yes, it is secured.
Okay. And have you all worked with drivers before?
Work with who?
Drivers before.
Drivers, like
Companies.
truckers?
Yes.
Yeah, we've worked with a lot of trucking companies.
Okay, now where y'all based out of?
We're in San Diego, California. We have a few branches over here in California.
Okay, so I'm talking, so you in California, who I'm talking to right now, right?
Yeah, I'm in San Diego.
San Diego. Okay. All right, so she'll give you the number.
Okay.
Now, how did you get our information to send this to us?
Sorry, what was that?
How did you find out about us?
Oh, yeah. So what we do is we filter the business DMB credit profile, and we also saw that you did some business with Pawnee Leasing.
Yes.
So,
Yes.
it shows that you have, good payback history with them. You have a good, you have a relationship with a bank in our network. We work with
Yes,
Pawnee
because
with
the other one that you will have to find out will be transportation,
Transport funding.
transport funding. We have good credit rating with them too.
Oh, okay, sure. I'll put in a note. So, transport funding.
Yes, free pass.
Okay. What did you do with them?
Transport funding, we financed that truck and paid for the truck.
Ah, I see. Okay.
We pay with pre-pass monthly too.
I see. Did you guys buy that in October?
No, we had it before October.
Okay.
Okay. Curtis is number 415. 90 34 95.
Okay. And then what's the date of
Shirley's
birth?
415 96 4130.
4130.
0.
Okay. So Curtis is 415-90-3495, and yours is 415-96-4130.
That is correct.
Okay.
And you will find out that I love shopping.
Okay.
Yes.
And then, what is Curtis's date of birth?
8-8-53. August 8, 1953.
August 8, 1953. Okay, and then what is yours?
February 3, 1954. What time is it?
Okay. Okay, perfect. So what I can do is I'll send you the application. I still have need. So basically, now that I have your personal info here in my system, you won't have to fill that out on the application, just in case,
Is
there's some
that
kind of.
the business loan application, commercial finance division?
Yeah, it should be on the letter that it should be there. It's just, I think it says like fax to fund or something like that. That's the
I have a
application.
business loan application here in front of me.
Oh, okay, yeah, so that'll be the application.
Fax to fund, that's what I have.
Yeah, so that would be the application. You can omit the part with the personal infos, since I already have it. You don't want to send it through, the system, just in case it's not secured. So I'll fill that out for you once you send it over. My system is secured, so you don't have to worry about it.
Now
And
I can
then,
fax this to you.
yeah, you can fax that to me. And then,
okay, now, could you go ahead and start with the credit check?
I can check it pretty soon.
Okay. Could you tell me how long it would take you?
You mean like to check the credit?
Yes.
I can check the credit right now.
Okay. Could you?
Sure.
Can you give us a hypothetical answer?
From the credit check?
Yes.
No, I wouldn't be just with the credit only because I still have to check the business credit and also the tax return and also the bank statement. So I can check your credit and let you know what your credit is, but I will still need the remainder of the application in order to give you guys the terms and the length and the amount that we are able to get you guys.
Yes. Now, how long would it take you to do that?
That only takes a day or two, 24 to 48 hours, and we will be able to get you the numbers. But since it's the holiday, it would most likely be if you send everything in today, I can submit it today. And then the fastest, it will be like the end of day on Tuesday, I'll get you an answer. If not, it will be Wednesday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say your name was again?
My name is Joss, J-I-A.
J-I-A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Joss. Okay, so at this point, you're going to go ahead and find out about the credit, and in the meantime, I'm going to be...
Okay, and then do you have your bank statements already, too?
I'm not, that's just something I have to fax in to you. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we go further before I turn all the...
If you have it on your, if you have online banking too, you can actually just download it and you can send it, you can just attach it to the email. That might be the easiest way if you have online banking. If not, you can fax it.
Okay, tell me why you needed the bank statements.
So the loan is primarily based on sales. So I have to take a peek at the business bank statement to see, you know, what goes in, what goes out, in order to get you a loan that makes sense for the business.
Okay, because sometimes I use my bank statements towards some of my personal items.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
Most business owners do that, so.
let us give a report on the credit.
Yeah, give me a report on the credit thing.
Okay, sure.
Now, when will I hear from you about that part?
I'll do it right now.
Say it again. You'll do it right now?
Yeah, I can do it right now.
Okay, while I'm on the phone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's no worries.
Okay. Let's do that. I'm going to see how many minutes I got left. Okay, I got 5 minutes.
Let's see. Okay, what's your address?
812 Lolita Drive,
Murfreesboro. Oh, okay. So it's basically a home-based business then?
Yes.
Okay. I can just copy and paste this then. Okay. So credit says really pretty good credit. It's 712.
712 is the FICO score.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that on the personal?
Yes.
Okay. And the business is going to be even better.
Yeah, and I can't check that right now because I don't have access to that. I just only have access to this. So, I mean, based on, you know, just looking at Curtis's credit, you know, you guys would probably qualify for one of our better programs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From this point, what's our next step besides the application?
Mm-hmm, exactly. The next step would just be to fill out the rest of the application, and then also just need December to May's bank statement, full bank statement, not just the summary page. And then also, if you have your June already, I'm not sure if you already have it or not, but if you have June's too, you could fax that over too. But most importantly, we'll just need December to May's full bank statement. And then also your tax return, just the page, the Schedule C page, and then also the page that shows ownership.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What is our extension number for this?
And to talk right back to you, how do I go? Are you the only one that answered the phone?
Oh, no. There's a few people that answer the phone here. I can give you my direct line.
Okay, that's what I need.
Okay. It's, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's 858.
858.
779.
779. 04. 04. 23. 23. And that's directly to your desk.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's directly to me. And then do you need my fax number? Or do you have it? You do, okay. Let me, give me a second. I don't have that memorized. Look it up real quick. It is 1-888-234-0177.
Okay.
And then also, you could just put attention to me, so J-I-A.
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
Okay. So right now it's looking like it definitely could be a definitely 30,000, 37.
Mm-hmm. So the high range, we can get you, and this is just estimate for right now, the high range will be 37. The lower range will be 20 to 25 ish. So, and it could be anything in between too.
Okay. Okay. That's what I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. And then we can start with that first, and then, you know, halfway through the loan, we can get you more capital on top.
Okay. All right then. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Do you know when you might be able to send everything over to me?
Oh, it's getting so late, and I'm due somewhere at 1:00, and it's a holiday.
No worries.
It may have to wait to Tuesday now.
Okay, no worries. I'm actually off in an hour or so. So you can just, you know, do it over the weekend, and then I'll have it here on my desk. You know, Tuesday morning, I'll be able to work on it. First thing when I get back.
What is the UCC? Isn't that a business credit score?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Information.
What is UCC?
Yes.
Okay. So your UCC filing, it's just basically a bank or another loan that you've taken out in the past. They file a UCC filing. It's just a public record of who you've worked with before. And then from that public record, we filter out businesses based on your business credit. And then that's when we send out the offer. So it's kind of two things. So basically, you work with a bank in our network, and then also you have pretty decent business credit.
Now, how do I go about pulling that credit reference for myself?
Oh, like your DMB credit profile?
Yes.
That I'm not too sure. I can ask and see if there's a way for you to pull as a consumer. or a business owner.
Yes, I would like to know that.
Yeah, I'm not too sure how to do that, for use particularly. Maybe your bank might be able to tell you more details on that, too.
Okay, then. Well, thank you. Have a wonderful holiday.
Okay, sure. You, too. And then we'll touch base on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Bye.
Bye-bye.